Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is a 7-year member of our Brain Trust. You see his handsome face on television all the time reporting on the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and also The Coming Collapse of China. His Twitter handle is at Gordon Chang, and he's our good friend. Gordon, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And the Twitter handle is Gordon G. Chang.
Gordon G. That's right, folks. Put the G in the middle there, at Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, one of the things, as you know, that I've been trying to be one of the voices of pressure on getting the economy reopened, not to be foolhardy, not to be irresponsible, but to just to be one of the voices speaking out for getting this economy going again in a proper way. I still believe that, but at the same time, I'm not in denial that we're through with this thing. We have the curve is flattening, but it isn't flat. We're not rid of the COVID-19 disease. But I've also said that we're going to have COVID-21 next year, probably. And what, even if, so I want your thoughts on a resurgence and also what we've learned from this. What do you think?
Yeah, we've learned a number of things from China. So, for instance, this bug is mutating fast. The infections in the northeastern part of the country, which have caused some lockdowns recently, is different from the bug in Wuhan, where it started in maybe October or September, maybe November of last year. This bug, as it's mutated, has a longer incubation period, making it more difficult to combat. And it also has different symptoms, which may be more mild, largely because the virulence of viruses generally tends to erode over time. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing a second wave in China, and we don't know the full dimension of it because China has
Is that some of the news that's being reluctantly reported out about more cases in China right now?
There is reporting, but there's not much. And the reason is largely because China, with an extraordinary information suppression campaign, has been successful in keeping most of the news out of the news.
Which is not being a good global citizen, is it?
Certainly not. You know, when President Trump just a few hours ago tweeted about this disinformation campaign from Beijing, he was absolutely right about that. They have clearly worked more on suppressing and controlling the narrative than they have on fighting the disease. But, you know, what we're seeing right now in China is a second wave of some dimension. It may not be enough to stop the country from opening up again, and I don't think it will stop the country, but nonetheless.
Well, now that second wave you're talking about is in China. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be a second wave in America, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I'm just using it as an example because they started the infection curve first, so we can learn from what's happening.
So you're saying by extrapolating what their experience, there's a reason to believe that we will have a second wave. And that's the reason, and I've used the metaphorical term COVID-21. Because this is going to happen again. You know, we had a major flu epidemic in 1958, and then another one 10 years later, 1968. Both of them took out 100,000 Americans. So, yeah, we're going to have this again. What do you think we've learned from this?
I think what we have learned is that relations with China are absolutely critical. For one thing, we've seen the Communist Party is not reformable. Which means that the only way that we can protect ourselves from COVID-21 and COVID-22 and all the rest of them will be to reduce our exposure to China. Mm-hmm. Most people, of course, don't want to do that.
When you say reduce exposure, do you mean travel? Do you mean trade? Do you mean political relationships? What do you mean?
All of the above.
Really? Wow. So you're talking about isolating China?
I think that we have to do that.
Wow.
And, you know, we have
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. That's a pretty strong statement, though, Gordon.
Let me back up and talk a little bit about what China was doing. It admitted human-to-human transmissibility of
Gordon, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, because that's what I wanted to talk about when we come back to after the break. Folks, Gordon has helped us understand some of the perspective as we focus forward, some of the things that we can anticipate going forward. We have to continue to be vigilant, but doggone it, we have to live our lives. We have to be allowed to manage our own risk, but we also have to be educated and no longer ignorant of this disease and what it can do. How do we manage it? Let us help manage it, not just the governors and the mayors. Right back with Gordon Chang after the break. Gordon G. Chang.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.